The accused Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad has pleaded guilty to 10 different terror-related federal charges. The 30-year-old naturalized American citizen, born in Pakistan, appeared in a federal court in Manhattan yesterday. WNYC reporter Elsa Chang was in the courtroom, and she joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this has cut short what many people thought would be a very extended court proceeding. He did not hesitate. Faisal Shahzad pled guilty to every single charge against him.
That's right. He didn't hesitate at all. In fact, during the entire hearing, he seemed quite eager to plead guilty. Before the judge even finished reading through all the counts against him, he said he wanted to plead guilty and that he would plead guilty 100 times more. He said until the U.S. pulls its troops out of Iraq and Afghanistan and until the U.S. stops its drone attacks, he and others will continue attacking the United States.
And we're told that he also told the story of his failed bombing attempt. Is that correct?
That's right. He said he had gone to Pakistan last June to visit his parents for 6 months. And then in December, he and a couple friends traveled to Waziristan, Pakistan, to try to join the Taliban. And it was there. They spent 40 days there, including 5 days in bomb-making training. And he said it was then he started to hatch his bomb plot. The Taliban gave him more than $4,000 in cash. He returned to the U.S., started assembling bomb-making materials in February, and he picked a Saturday evening, he said, to drive his car bomb into Times Square because he thought it would be more crowded and therefore he'd have a better chance of killing and injuring more people. And then he said he thought the bomb was going to go off in 2.5 to 5 minutes after he detonated. He walked briskly from the bomb, waiting for a sound, the sound of an explosion, kept waiting, heard nothing, decided, okay, I guess the bomb's failed, and then just walked to Grand Central and took the train home back to Connecticut.
Did he show any sign of remorse?
Not at all. His demeanor was incredibly relaxed and calm during the entire proceeding. He was nodding frequently to the judge, saying yes or yeah, as if he was trying to facilitate the process along. And when he entered the courtroom, he did glance briefly at the audience, so we were all able to take a look at his face. There wasn't a hint of sadness or fear on his face. If anything, it looked like he was just trying to take the whole scene in, as if you were memorizing that moment. Not a hint of apology during the entire hearing.
Was any member of his family there?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Was any member of his family there?
As far as I could tell, no. It was packed to the brim with reporters and interns. It didn't look like any family or friends were in that room.
And did you learn anything new that you hadn't known before?
It was interesting. We learned that he only spent 5 days in bomb-making training. A big deal has been made about what a failure these bombs were, how he used the wrong fertilizer. The judge even asked him, did you have a bomb-making manual with you? He said he did, but it was written in Urdu, and he doesn't speak or read Urdu very well. He speaks Pashto. But most of what we learned yesterday were about his motivations. He said he planned the attack because the U.S. was attacking Muslim countries. And then the judge challenged him and said, well, what about the people in Times Square? Are they attacking Muslim countries? Shahzad said, well, it's the people who select the government. And then the judge replied, well, what about the children? Do they select their government? And Shahzad said, the U.S. doesn't seem to care when it kills Muslim women and children when it carries out its drone attacks.
Elsa Chang, reporter for WNYC.